Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today. A week with escalated war in the Middle East.
I did hear things have escalated, Suzanne. I'm glad to be here. Can you tell our listeners about this past week?
Certainly. My main focus this week will be the war with Iran, but I will cover these few key points with the ongoing war with Hamas and Hezbollah. In the north, a site for the production of anti-tank missiles transferred to Hezbollah was attacked. Several reserve divisions, brigades, and reserve battalions were called up and deployed to the Lebanese and Syrian borders since June 13th. In Operation Gideon's Chariots in Gaza, several IDF soldiers fell in battle, many injured. Since October 7th, over 870 IDF soldiers have made the ultimate sacrifice fighting on various fronts for Israel's existence. We bow our heads in respect to them. Stephen, did you know that there are thousands of Muslim Israeli soldiers fighting alongside Jewish IDF and IAF soldiers?
Wow, I did not know that, Suzanne. That's amazing. So tell us about the latest with Iran.
Well, things escalated in great measure when Israel launched a surprise attack on Iran on Friday, June 13th. Iran has not experienced freedom since the Ayatollah Khomeini led a revolution in 1979. After receiving the devastating report by the International Atomic Energy Agency that they could not give any more assurance that Iran was following the rules regarding the nuclear program, Israel knew time was running out. Prime Minister Netanyahu has always carried a responsibility to protect the Jewish people from another Holocaust. He realized this possibility was imminent. He realized it was time to react to the attack launched by Iran in March of 2024. Israel launched Operation Rising of the Lion based on Numbers 23-24. With Hamas and Hezbollah's missile capabilities almost nil compared to before October 7th, this was a strategic moment. In order to damage the Iranian nuclear weapons project, the fighter jets, with clear precision, attacked weapons production sites, centrifuge production sites, and research and development sites of the Iranian regime's nuclear weapons project. This is important to thwart the ability for the Iranian regime to expand the scale and speed of its uranium enrichment for the development of nuclear weapons. Israel does not seek to harm Iranian civilians, but to strike regime targets and security infrastructures. Netanyahu said, quote, "We have taken Iran's nuclear program quite a long way back," unquote.
So Iran has been launching missiles to Israel?
Yes. Missile fragments have fallen in agricultural areas. One even hit an empty bus in northern Tel Aviv. Several landed in open areas, but tragically some in residential areas and even a school. A few days ago, a missile hit a suburb of Tel Aviv, causing damage to 61 buildings. Several people were killed. Unfortunately, in an attack during the daytime, a missile hit a hospital in Beersheba. This is a grave violation of international law by Iran. Launching missiles at Israeli cities with the clear intent to target civilians' population centers. The United Nations should immediately condemn this Iranian act of terror. Miraculously, the director of the hospital declared, quote, "Just yesterday we evacuated the old surgical building that took a direct hit today. It's a great miracle," unquote. All were safe when the section was severely damaged. Even unbelievers call it a miracle. 5 days into Rising of the Lion operation, 400 ballistic missiles and 1,000 drones fired from Iran. Of those 1,000 drones, 200 reached the borders of Israel, but all were intercepted. One of the key successes is of the IAF destroying missile launchers. They believe they have destroyed two-thirds of Iran's launchers. They may have missiles, but without launchers, they cannot use them against Israel.
And how has this impacted and affected the Israelis?
Well, schools were closed for the week and only essential jobs and store services were open. People were to remain close to their bomb shelters. Israelis received instructions on their phone from the Home Front Command. These instructions can save their lives. The trauma for the children is so very heartbreaking. Holocaust survivors are traumatized and experience PTSD from the Holocaust. Difficult for Holocaust survivors in the Haifa home, who spend the day in safe rooms, but difficult during the night because they don't move fast. Sadly, four members of an Arab Christian family in a village in northern Israel were killed from a missile from Iran. They were not in a safe room. 2,500 Israelis are homeless. 200 are children. There is a huge need for more bomb shelters.
How is the leadership and Israelis coping with this?
The latest report is Israel suffered 27 Israelis killed, more than 800 injured, almost 19,000 damage claims submitted, the lion's share related to structural damage. Amid the missile attacks from Iran, there has been a 350% increase in calls for mental health support, which helps victims of trauma from terrorism and war. Prime Minister Netanyahu is asking his nation to keep a humble mind and heart during this operation to free Israel in the Middle East from the threat of Iran's nuclear plans. Israel needed to seriously set back Iran's nuclear programs. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to his nation 5 days into the war, encouraging them. He also reiterated that Israel remains committed to achieving the two tasks with the Gaza war, defeating Hamas and returning all the hostages living and deceased. They will not relent. Prime Minister Netanyahu on Fox News, quote, "We destroyed the conversion facility in Isfahan. Without it, it is impossible to build nuclear weapons," unquote.
Do we know what the Iranians think about this?
Most of the Iranians who have fled that country due to the evil regime are in full support of Israel's attacks. So many within Iran are cheering on the IAF. The evil regime has been severely impacted, and this would be a good opportunity for them to regain a democratic nation which was stolen from them in 1979. The Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi of Iran, in a recent address, said, quote, "The Islamic Republic, a regime that has waged war against my people for 46 years and has persecuted Christians, Jews, Baha'is, Muslims alike, is in the final stages of collapse," unquote. He also delivered a powerful message to Iranians in Farsi, compelling them to rise up and take back their democracy. Israel is living through a major shift in history. They know this is a just war of self-defense for their very existence. Prime Minister Netanyahu pledges, quote, "At the end of this operation, there will be no nuclear threat or ballistic missile threat to Israel," unquote.
Wow, so much to take in and so much to pray for.
Yes, and prayer is one thing God desires. I would recommend the following strategic prayer points as our listeners battle in prayer for Israel in the Middle East. Continue to pray for the hostages, to never forget in all of this that they need to return home after 620 days. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers and pilots as they continue with operations Gideon's Chariots and Rising of the Lion. Continued protection from the Iron Dome and all other technologies that intercept missiles and drones. Shalom, peace over Israel, and also protection of the innocent civilians in Iran, that they have the boldness to see a change in their regime after 46 long years. Pray Psalm 20 over Israel and its people at this time. Finally, please continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to Deuteronomy 11:12. The eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must equally be on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.